The San Francisco Giants have an MLB best 90-50 record, but when the season ends, they're going to have a lot of question marks. So today, with the Giants being off, we're going to explore what the offseason is going to look like for the Giants, who's going to be a free agent, who's going to be back, and what are some fits in free agency going to be for this team. So we'll talk about all of that next on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And before we jump into the show today, I want to address an issue that's been occurring since these shows have been starting to go out on YouTube. We've been having some audio issues, so if any of you have been noticing, there's been some glitching, skipping, but those issues should be resolved as of today, at least on the podcast side, like on Apple, Spotify, anywhere but YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, it is possible there's still some skipping issues. We are going to fix those eventually, but I mean, hopefully as of today, but, you know, just to address that if anyone has been wondering. So also, if you're listening anywhere, just check us out on YouTube. This show is now video in addition to just audio. We're free and available on all platforms. But jumping right into the show, as I said, the Giants are in a great position this season to make the playoffs. I think it's kind of a foregone conclusion. They're at least going to be in the wild card game. That hasn't been clinched yet, but almost. And so, you know, this season is fantastic, but at the end of the day, we're potentially just a few weeks away from the season being over for the Giants. And I hope that's not the case. I hope it's a, you know, they get to play through October, but you know, the offseason is near, even if you end up winning the World Series, which, let's be real, it's more realistic than it has ever been this year for the Giants. I think that they're strong contenders to go to the World Series. I mean, any team that has this kind of a season is. But when the season ends, this is going to be one of the most interesting and fascinating offseasons that the Giants have had in a very long time. They have a number of key players set to reach free agency. And for a long time, that was kind of the light at the end of the tunnel for this team when we were talking about all these overpaid kind of salaries getting off the books. Talking about Johnny Cueto, we were talking about Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford. Specifically, those guys coming off the books was supposed to be great news for the Giants so they could reset, spend money on, you know, better players. But the way it's actually gone down is that those guys have turned their careers around, thanks in large part, it seems, to the coaches that Gabe Kapler brought in after he was hired ahead of the 2020 season. So Brandon Crawford had such a good last couple years, this year, and then the short season of 2020, that Farhan Zaidi and the Giants front office felt comfortable giving him a two-year, $32 million extension. So that contract is, you know, that Brandon Crawford is going to be back for 2022 and 2023 at least. But we're still looking at the impending free agency of Brandon Belt and potentially Buster Posey, who has a $22 million club option. We're also looking at pretty much the entire starting rotation reaching free agency. Kevin Gausman, Anthony DeSclafani, Alex Wood, Johnny Cueto all set to reach free agency. Logan Webb is not even close. He's under club control for the next four seasons. And so that's why we talk about so often how Logan Webb having this great breakout 2021 season is just really good news for the Giants, because they have so much uncertainty in the starting rotation moving past 2021. So to have at least one young guy you can just assume is going to be in that rotation for years to come is very, very helpful. And also helpful, the fact that he's under cheap club control. So it's not like you're devoting a lot of your future payroll to Logan Webb. You can continue to build this team through whatever means, whether it's free agency or extending your own players. And that's what they're going to do. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about kind of all the players that are under club control, all the guys that are set to reach free agency, and whether I think they're going to be back. So the first place I want to go is Posey, because there's a 2022 club option for $22 million. There's also a buyout for that club option that is $3 million. So if the Giants were to decline the club option, they would be paying $3 million. So I could be thinking about this wrong, but that to me kind of makes it essentially a $19 million club option, which I think they would certainly pick up. The thing is, the qualifying offer comes into play, I believe, even if you decline a club option, but then you're paying the $3 million buyout on the club option, and then the qualifying offer is close to $20 million, so you'd end up paying more. So to me, this is one that the Giants are either going to pick up or they're going to work out an extension with Posey like they did with Brandon Crawford. And so the fact that it hasn't happened yet, there's not a lot of time left before the season ends. And Buster Posey has also repeatedly said that he, at the end of the season, is going to sit down with his family and talk about what's best for his future. And so somebody asked this on a recent mailbag, is Buster Posey playing his last season as a baseball player? And I actually thought that that was a legitimate and good question. I haven't seen a lot of people talking about that, but I wouldn't be shocked, especially if he goes out with a bang here, if Posey's just like, you know what, I want to spend time with family. He's got a bunch of kids, two sets of twins, including newborns, basically about a year old. I guess that's not newborns, but twins he adopted last summer. So that's a possibility, but if the Giants, let's just say Posey is kind of neutral and not going to make any choices, I think the Giants pick up that club option or try to extend him. So coming up next, we'll talk about what I think the Giants are going to do at the first base position. I want to give a little more context as to why I think the Giants will want to bring Buster Posey back. And we'll talk about the starting rotation and pretty much as we can get to talking about the future of this roster. But before we get into that, I want to share a story with you. I share a bed with a Pro Bowl quarterback, an Olympic swimmer, and a national women's soccer star. I should explain. When I heard how many elite athletes sleep on a molecule mattress and call it their best sleep ever, I ordered one for myself, and they're spot on. I'm no elite athlete. I have had a history of playing some baseball, some slow pitch softball, but you know what I do experience like elite athletes is sometimes issues with my sleep and issues getting comfortable and issues staying cool on my mattress, my old mattress. Molecule sleep scientists literally created the world's most perfect mattress. It's unlike any other mattress in a box. It's cool to the touch, not like other foam mattresses, which was key for me. It has 6 times the airflow of my old mattress, so it keeps me cool all night. Molecule mattress is how elite athletes and Ben Caspit get the best sleep ever. Sleep on your Molecule mattress risk-free for 100 nights. If you don't have your deepest, most restorative sleep ever, return it. Visit onmolecule.com and save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at onmolecule.com. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, as promised here in segment number two, as they say, we're going to talk about the upcoming decisions that the Giants have to make. I want to quickly discuss why I think that Buster Posey being, you know, them exercising that club option or working out an extension is kind of a no-brainer. First of all, Joey Bart has not made the major leagues this year, so there's no direct heir apparent to taking over that catcher position in 2022. I don't think there's just no chance that they would just, you know, give Bart the job out of spring training. I guess I shouldn't say no chance. He has had major league experience, although that didn't go well. I would just be shocked if that's something that ended up happening. Say Buster Posey decides to retire. To me, that just puts them in a very difficult position, because when I look at the catchers who are out there and set to reach free agency, it's not a very good list. And a lot of that has to do with catcher is not a very deep position right now with players who can hit at all. Outside of pitcher, catchers are the worst offensive players in the game right now. It used to be shortstop for a while, but shortstops have become kind of good offensively in the last handful of years, and catchers are, you know, the players who have been suffering offensively. So, you know, when MLB.com made a list of the free agents, impending free agents at every position, and sorted them by Fangraph's wins above replacement in 2020 and 2021, and Buster Posey, unsurprisingly, is at the very top, even though he didn't play last year. I guess that is kind of surprising. He didn't even play in the 60-game season, and yet he still leads catchers over the last 2 years. But outside of that, we're looking at three guys who have club options, and those players are Mike Zunino, Tucker Barnhart, Christian Vasquez. Three players. Yeah, so those are the three. And those outside of Zunino, who's kind of a platoon power player, I don't really see any great options. They're all over 30. We're looking at Manny Pena, Yan Gomes, Alex Avila, Stephen Vogt at age 37. So this is not a deep position, and so it's just an absolute no-brainer for the Giants to be interested in bringing back Posey, and hopefully they can work something out, because they have a huge advantage when he is on the team, because he's one of the very best catchers in the game, if not the best catcher in the game right now. So as you know, they locked up Brandon Crawford already during the season about a month ago, and that kind of brings us next to Brandon Belt, who is also set to reach free agency. Belt, of course, has been a little bit of a, I don't want to say controversial figure among Giants fans, but a polarizing figure among Giants fans. A lot of people recognize that he's one of the best first basemen in the game and really appreciate his value, and some people think he shouldn't even be on this team, and that they should pursue someone else. And so it is a distinct possibility that they end up pursuing someone else this offseason if they don't work out something with Belt in terms of an extension in the next month. But looking at the free agents who are set to be out there among first basemen this winter, there are a couple of big names in Freddie Freeman and Anthony Rizzo. Yuli Gurriel at age 38 has a club option for next year. I would imagine that the Astros will pick that up. But Freddie Freeman and Anthony Rizzo are two really interesting names. You know, I would be surprised if Freeman doesn't end up going back to the Atlanta Braves, but, you know, to have Freeman and Rizzo and potentially Belt available to sign, it would give a team like the Giants a lot of options if, you know, Belt isn't given an extension before the season ends. So I would, you know, ultimately think that it makes sense for the Giants to try to bring back Brandon Belt. like I said in the open, it's surprising. You know, we all thought that Posey, Crawford, and Belt kind of moving on from them was going to be how this team would get good again. Not that those were the players like totally holding them back, but, you know, extending them even more was not something we saw coming a couple of years ago when Farhan Zaidi took over. But, I mean, Brandon Belt, again, this MLB.com list is the top players at the first base position, every position, guys reaching free agency sorted by Fangraph's wins above replacement in 2020 and 2021. And Brandon Belt is second behind Freddie Freeman, ahead of Yuli Gurriel, and ahead of Anthony Rizzo. So this is where a lot of people kind of diverge on their opinions of Belt, is that they think if Brandon Belt is ahead of Anthony Rizzo, then there's something wrong with the stat because they think Anthony Rizzo is a far superior player. I think there's a case to be made in some ways that that's true. I don't know about far superior, but especially Belt this year and last year, with the influence of the hitting coaches, he says that he didn't change much, but that he's simply been kind of more encouraged in his approach, and he's become more steadfast in that approach under this regime. But, you know, all of that said, he's just been very productive over the last couple years. So like Posey, like Crawford, I would expect for Brandon Belt ultimately to be back, but I have less confidence in that than I do in Buster Posey coming back. So let's take a moment to look at some guys who are set to reach free agency that we haven't mentioned yet. Chris Bryant, of course, was a rental player, meaning he is set to reach free agency at the end of the year, even though the Giants, you know, gave up some prospects to acquire him. So he could just be a Giant for a couple of months, and his production has kind of fallen off a little bit lately. He's also been banged up, had some injuries, kind of a big-bodied guy. I have some long-term injury concerns with players who are kind of big and lanky and rely on providing value like in the outfield. I'm not sure that he'll be able to continue that for the next 4 or 5 years, as an example. But he's set to reach free agency, as is Donovan Solano. And then the Giants have a club option on Wilmer Flores for $3.5 million. And that club option has a buyout for $250,000. So a much smaller buyout, of course, than Posey's. But potentially with Flores and Solano perhaps leaving the Giants, it may open up a spot for, you know, a right-handed infielder. Evan Longoria is back. And of course, Brandon Crawford is here. But just looking at the second baseman free agents, Marcus Semien is someone who stands out to me because he's got the Bay Area ties, went to Cal, played for the A's, and is just having a fantastic season with the Blue Jays. And I just think his versatility, he can play short, he can play second, makes him an attractive piece. So he is an interesting option. And, you know, I would be surprised, frankly, if Donovan Solano does come back, but it is a possibility, but it may be a position that the Giants want to upgrade. So coming up next, we'll just continue this conversation and ultimately look at pitchers, because I think that's kind of the big question as the offseason comes, is what is that rotation going to be like next year? We'll also talk about whether or not I think Chris Bryant comes back, and the fact that the Giants have all this money to spend, are there going to be any big free agent splashes? And if so, what are those going to look like? So all of that is coming up next. But first, it's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this year. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th, that's today, season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, promo code LOCKEDON. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only or the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at your home and in your pocket. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or car dealership? You can ask the dealership what the part is, order it yourself, save a bunch of money, and then have them install it. There's really no reason at all to let the car dealership take advantage of you and upsell or upcharge their parts. Go to rockauto.com and save money. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, as promised, we're going to wrap this discussion up. There's so much to talk about, but we'll try to get to the pitching and then the fact that the Giants have this big money freed up. They only have committed about, let's see, 40, that's okay. Yeah, about $46 million next season. Johnny Cueto, a big one coming off the books. He, like Samardzija for me last year, I think has very, very little, I'm going to just say 0% chance that Johnny Cueto is back in 2022 and beyond with the Giants. Like Samardzija, people have a great perception of the player, but I think in the industry, they're not considered to be good anymore. And so I hate to say it, Cueto has had a great career, was a very productive pitcher, and was very productive for the Giants in the early part of his contract. But basically, since that first year, it's just not been great. And $22 million coming off the books for Cueto next season. There is a buyout of $5 million. So I think the Giants are going to pay $5 million to let Johnny Cueto walk away. So that leaves, you know, a number of other pitchers who are set to reach free agency, including most significantly Kevin Gausman. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, as is Anthony DeSclafani, as is Alex Wood. Jake McGee will be back. That's obviously not the starting rotation. There's a club option for Jose Alvarez that I think they will pick up. Tony Watson is going to be a free agent. Tommy La Stella is back. Just trying to catch you up on anyone else who could walk away. Dominic Leone is under club control, so he very well may be back. Alex Dickerson is potentially a non-tender candidate to me, but he does have an extra year of arbitration. Kurt Casale, same deal. He can be brought back, but he's potentially a non-tender candidate given the price of his contract. Darren Ruff has two more years of club control, and I think that's great, and I expect him to be back. I mean, I'm going to guarantee it right now. Darren Ruff will be back next year. Harleen Garcia can be brought back. Austin Slater, Mike Yastrzemski, Tyler Rogers, Logan Webb, Lamont Wade Jr., four more years of club control. Same with Webb, same with Rogers, same with Yastrzemski, same with Duggar. So a lot of good players able to come back. But let's talk about the big stars and also the starting pitchers. So the Giants are going to have choices where to spend this money. They have a lot of money to spend potentially. It'll take up some of the payroll to bring back a Buster Posey and a Brandon Belt. You're talking about probably $20 million-ish for Posey for 2022. And for Belt, probably in the neighborhood of 15, maybe a little less than that. So another $35 million on top of the, whatever I said, $45, $50 million already committed. So that would already bring them close to $100 million committed. I do believe that includes projected arbitration salaries. I'd have to double check, but the fact is they're going to have some money to spend, but they're going to want to be careful in giving this money that they have to spend to the right players. And like I said, they have to fill out pretty much an entire rotation. So Marcus Semien is a solid option. Chris Bryant, solid option. Carlos Correa, Trevor Story, Corey Seager. Story, I have some concerns about because simply he hasn't hit right-handed pitching all that well. I'm less concerned about home road splits. Those are not the best way to evaluate players who play at Coors because there's actually an effect that negatively impacts their play on the road because of the shift from altitude to sea level. Corey Seager, I mean, it's kind of a pipe dream. I would be shocked if he doesn't go back to the Dodgers. But actually, I wouldn't be shocked if he leaves the Dodgers because he's a Boris client and might just want to take the best deal regardless of where that is. Although, you know, when you play for the Dodgers for so many years, you expect to win. So I wouldn't really expect Seager to go anywhere other than a winning environment. But that could be the Giants, you know, at this stage, although that's a pipe dream. Correa, like I said, is out there. So there are some potential star position players. I think I mentioned Chris Bryant. Mark Canna, kind of under the radar. Starling Marte is an interesting fit. He's having a fantastic year. We all saw what he can do in that series with the Giants and A's. Just a real difference maker on the bases, in addition to not being a guy who strikes out and being a guy who hits for some power. So interesting fit in Starling Marte. But let's talk about starting pitchers. Well, again, this MLB.com list ranked by Fangraphs wins above replacement over the last 2 years, 2020 and 2021. Guess who's number one on the entire list of impending free agents? Kevin Gausman. And so it's no fluke at this point. I mean, he's done it over a long enough period of time. We're talking he's ahead of Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw, both of whom have missed some time with injury. Definitely Kershaw. I can't recall exactly if and when Max Scherzer has missed time over the last couple of years. Scherzer is going to be 37 in 2022. He has had a fantastic run since being traded to the Dodgers. Unfortunately, I would expect him to go back to LA after the season. Clayton Kershaw reaching free agency. I can't see Kershaw pitching for any other team, but you never know. And after that, it kind of thins out. Charlie Morton was on this list, but he was extended by the Braves super recently, just a few days ago. And then we're looking at Adam Wainwright next. Carlos Rodon is an interesting guy who's having a great season with the White Sox, and he could be a fit there. And then we're looking at Greinke, Merrill Kelly has a club option, Wade Miley club option. It really does thin out. Marcus Stroman, interesting name. John Gray, saw him just yesterday and pitched pretty darn well and has always pitched well in Denver. So there are some names on here. Robbie Ray is having a breakout season with the Blue Jays. Anthony DeSclafani, of course. Alex Wood. So there are some, you know, names to be sprinkled in here. Corey Kluber. As I go through the list, there's a lot of starting pitchers who are set to reach free agency. The Giants have done a really good job of targeting the right ones, kind of guys coming off down years, and they're able to sign them and then bring them back to their peak form or even a better version of themselves than they've ever been. Like Kevin Gausman on a list like this before the Giants signed him would not have been high on the list. And yet the Giants recognized that they could make him better. And so don't be surprised, at least in the, you know, filling out the back end of their rotation if they target some players like that. But also, I would expect them to have real strong interest in bringing back Kevin Gausman. He wants to be here. They obviously love the player. They love Kevin Gausman. So, you know, bringing back DeSclafani, bringing back Gausman, probably a priority. I'm less certain about Wood because he's been less consistent. But, you know, I could see the fit there as well. So, there's going to be a lot of trying to keep this team together. That's what Farhan Zaidi said. And so I would expect that to happen because when you're a team that's 90 and 50, you're a good team. So why not keep those players together without mortgaging the future, though? They're going to be careful not to put themselves in a bad position down the road. But that's a kind of a fine line because certain players earn longer term contracts. Like Kevin Gausman might be in line for like a 5-year deal. But do the Giants want to hand that out for a pitcher, especially one who had some inconsistency in the second half of the season? So we shall find out. I say yes. I do think Kevin Gausman. Anyway, it's a long conversation, and we'll continue to talk about it when we have the opportunities and certainly throughout the offseason. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. We're going to do a mailbag tomorrow, so look out on Twitter for the prompt. I can't wait to be with you then. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.